Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Mia Thornton responds to Wendy Iosefo's claims as she gives an update on her friendship with Jacqueline.
Jacqueline gets to a point where she really cares what people think, where I don't care what people think. So it's going to be, this one's going to be different.
Plus, Brad Goreski reveals his thoughts on BFF Lisa Rinna leaving Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
You know, she's had so many iconic moments on that show. I think it's definitely big shoes to fill, you know, regardless of whether you loved her or you did not love her.
And Robin Dixon ties the knot. Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan make it official. Jacqueline Larita goes off on Melissa Gorga, and Jen Shah refuses to sit down with Andy Cohen. We got that plus so much more on Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. We have our first Salt Lake City reunion.
We get some answers on the Black Eye. We'll get to that. Stay tuned. Yeah. I can't wait to hear what everyone has to say about what Heather says about her Black Eye. In the first episode of the reunion. So let us know in the comments.
Definitely. All right. Let's see what you guys had to say about last week's show. MGL says, I don't think Rinna would admit if she got fired. Of course, she's going to make it seem as if it was her decision.
True.
I agree with Reza. I believe that too.
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. I'm easily deceived by Lisa Rinna. Monica Arena said Kyle is the most overrated housewife. So that's two people, because MGL just said that they agree with Reza, which I think they were referring to Kyle as well.
Totally. People were flooding the comment section, and even Levy said most overrated Kyle for sure. And I have no idea why they pay Candy $2 million. Really? Why? Yeah. A lot of people were felt like Kyle was the overrated housewife, and Teresa.
All right. Reza might have been onto something, guys.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Well, let's get into our Housewives news of the week. And we get some happily ever after news once again. Real Housewives of Potomac star Robin Dixon and her ex-husband Juan Dixon have tied the knot years after calling quits on their marriage. Footage of their wedding will air during the show's upcoming season 7 finale. Sources told People Magazine, and according to the outlet, the intimate wedding took place after filming Wrapped for the season without any of Robin's Housewives co-stars. I mean, she said that on the show she wasn't going to have anybody. It was very small, just the immediate family, but good for her.
Do you think she was pissed off that they timed it with this week's episode, which was all about allegations about Juan and photos with another woman?
Probably. Yes. Oh my God. We'll get into it. But that photo sketch is maybe one of the best things to ever have on a Housewives.
Seriously, it was.
Love it.
Well, moving on to Jersey, Jacqueline Larita doubled down on her previous claim that Melissa Gorga is very good at manipulating people, including herself. She told All About RH, I was also upset and confused about the way Melissa turned her back on me on camera after I was a good and supportive friend to her. I felt used by her. She claimed that Gorga made her feel paranoid over her relationship with Teresa, saying, I believe Melissa was jealous that Teresa and I were getting along, and she knew that producers were pushing for us to be friends again. That's when I realized who she really is, and I had no interest in ever talking to her again from that day on. As for her future on Bravo, the mom of three emphasized she has zero interest in returning to Ron J and can't realistically see herself on the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip spinoff. Yeah, that's too bad. I like her.
I liked her too. It seems like some people are starting to turn on Melissa a little bit more. I wonder if people's views are going to change on her after watching this season. I mean, Teresa swears that they will, but we'll have to wait and see.
I'm not going to go by Teresa, but so maybe I'll go by Jacqueline.
Yeah, we'll have to see. All right. Well, somebody that was obviously noticeably absent from the Salt Lake City reunion, even though she was on speakerphone, was Jen Shah. And don't expect her to be sitting down with Andy Cohen anytime soon, because she wrote on Instagram, "I will not be doing the one-on-one with Andy and Bravo because of their unwillingness to remove contractual provisions that would allow the network to legally make misrepresentations of me and my story relating to any and all topics prior to and during the course of my participation. The specific one-on-one interview is not part of her Salt Lake City reality TV contract. She said that she promised herself and her loving family that she would not allow this portion of her life to be sensationalized or inaccurately conveyed." She said that she stood in front of the judge and asked him to see her as not this fictionalized character, but as the real Jen Shah. And she's now at a point where legally, emotionally, and mentally, she can answer some questions and provide a few unknown details about her case. She added, "I would rather remain silent and wait until I am able to accurately share my story than continue having complete lies and misrepresentations about me smeared across the headlines. I intend to speak and you will hear from me, and I will share my story and this painful part of my life very soon." I mean, she's only got a few more weeks to go until she reports to prison. So not sure where this interview will take place, if she even can do this, you know, with Bravo contracts and things like that. But I know a lot of people did want to hear what she had to say, but a lot of people are also questioning, like, even if you do speak out, are you speaking the truth?
Right. I mean, I'm surprised she's not sitting down with Andy Cohen. I do wonder if the dollar amount had anything to do with this also. You know, I would love to know what they're offering her to do it. And if it wasn't enough to make it worth it, worth her while, or if she thinks she can get more money elsewhere, or maybe it truly is what she's saying, that she just wants to have more control over it.
Right. Well, I mean, she's got to pay back that restitution. She's got to get her money somehow. So
we'll see. I thought it was so funny though, that they called her on speakerphone, which that was interesting. Yeah. We'll get more into that. All right. So Page Six is reporting that Harry Hamlin spilled the real reason why Lisa Rinna left Housewives. The outlet reported that it overheard Hamlin telling a group of friends that Lisa might still be on the show if viewers didn't side with Sutton Strack over the Elton John gala. This is like, that's the reason?
I don't know.
So he reportedly said Lisa had all the receipts from that night, but they never showed the receipts on the reunion. She might still be on the show had Sutton not said that. She might still be on the show, but the audience believes Sutton.
I mean, there was a lot more that happened. I like totally forgot about the Elton John gala.
That was like episode one, I think.
Right. But she did come with those envelopes of receipts and we never got to it. And that always frustrates me about Bravo. It's like, why can't you just put on like the extra bonus scenes online so we can see? Because this was a big storyline in the beginning of the season. And I feel like people did want answers. And maybe Lisa felt like her voice just wasn't being heard in that moment. And she was just getting frustrated and being like, all right, well, that's it. Still don't know if this was a mutual decision or not.
The second I watched that reunion, I was like, wait, what? They never got to her manila envelope of receipts. What?
Right. And I was wondering why they just didn't even just edit it out in the beginning. Like you had to call it out. Like, why not just edit it out if you had no intention of going to it? I hate when they do
that. Very true. Very true. Very shady.
Yes. All right. Well, let's get into this week's Real Talk. And we caught up with Mia Thornton, who talked about those Wendy hookup rumors and where she stands with her former best friend, Jacqueline. Take a look. I know that you spoke a little bit about this on Watch What Happens Live, but of course everybody is talking about the Wendy eat her box moment. I mean, where do you think she got this from and what do you have to say about it?
Okay, so she didn't get it from left field, right? Apparently that there was a lot going on after we wrapped filming in Mexico. I'm going to tell you how I told everybody else, okay? We were dehydrated, hot. There was a lot going on in Mexico, if you haven't noticed. And once we wrapped, we were taking some really good shots of tequila and we got in the hot tub and there was a lot going on.
We'll leave it
at that. There's a lot going on.
I think in the teaser, you do say that you did see somebody's vagina. I mean, can you say?
A lot of vaginas.
What's that?
We saw a lot of vaginas. apparently that was like the word of the day.
The word of the day. It seems like you and Wendy are in a better place. Is that good? Is that fair to say? Or at least at that point you were?
At that point I was. With Wendy, it just depends on the day. Mm-hmm. It really does. Like, I forget, I don't know, something happens and then all of a sudden, like, we're enemies.
You know, I know you said that you didn't regret accusing Jacqueline of sleeping with married men. Why don't you regret that? And, you know, do you regret maybe saying it on camera or, you know, where do you kind of stand with that one now?
So, I don't regret anything that's true. So, no, it's not a regret. With Jacqueline, it was more so I was really pissed that she was coming after Gordon. I get really defensive when it comes to my husband, if you guys haven't noticed. And I just don't think it's fair because she knows that he was going through some other things. And I think she took it as an opportunity to really get at me. And so I got back at her and let her know, you know, she started it. I really was trying to keep it like, hey, guys, we fight all the time. It's no big deal. We'll be fine. And she wanted to pick a fight. She wanted that fight.
Mm-hmm. Do you regret having her on the show at all? And do you think your friendship will ever get back to the way it was? And do you want it to?
So I don't regret having her on the show. I do not block Blessings. I think that if she wants to be on this platform, I think it's a great opportunity for her. I want her to thrive. I want her to do whatever it is that she wants, her heart desires. I do not dictate that, right? There's no regrets. Now, as far as our friendship is concerned, you know, we have had worse fights, but we've been able to get over it. The challenge this go around is that it's publicized. Yeah. So I don't know. I have no idea. I think that, and I'll tell you how I told everybody else, I've had conversations with her mom. I've had conversations with her sisters. You know, Gordon has talked to her kid's father. Her kids have come over. She hasn't come. So it's not, you know, we're family, right? The challenge is, I know Jacqueline, and Jacqueline gets to a point where she really cares what people think, where I don't care what people think. So it's going to be, this one's going to be different.
Oh, Mia, bringing it this season.
Mia's my favorite this season. She really is. I really enjoy her.
She's a great housewife.
All right. Well, we also talked to Lisa Rinna's BFF, Brad Goreski, one of my favorite OG reality stars, who had this to say about her exit.
I mean, obviously you are a Housewives fan. I mean, what do you think Beverly Hills is going to look like without Lisa? And do you understand why she left? I know that she said that, you know, obviously last season wasn't her favorite, but what do you think it's going to look like without her?
Well, it's going to be, I mean, you know, she's had so many iconic moments on that show. I think it's definitely big shoes to fill, you know, regardless of whether you loved her or you did not love her. I think that still she provided a very important place in that cast. I do think that, you know, Bravo is going to probably replace her with another big name, would be my guess. I'm not quite sure who that would be. I tried to get it out of Andy last night when I was on Watch What Happens Live and his lips were sealed. But, you know, I think, you know, it's time also for, I think it's a good time. And I think Lisa probably feels the same way, that the timing is right. And, you know, it's time to kind of like shake that up a little bit. I always love it when they bring in new people, you know, mm-hmm. I love it when they kind of mix things up and, you know, maybe they'll bring, they're bringing people, OGs back. Maybe they'll bring back an OG, who knows?
Yeah. Is there an OG that you'd want to see come back?
I used to love, Eileen, you know, Eileen. Beast. That was all such a good moment. I loved Eileen. I thought she was a great housewife.
Definitely. Do you think that this is a pause for Lisa? Do you think, or do you think her housewife's chapter is closed?
I don't know. You know, I think like she's, you know, I think probably it's, I don't know if it's closed for her or not. She hasn't said anything, but you know, I feel like she's a businesswoman. So, and she'll know if the time is right. And then I think maybe with time passing, she'll probably be like, that was the best thing that happened for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, The new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Yeah, I love Brad. I love his husband, Gary Jannetty. I love following them on Instagram. So love getting his take on it.
Love them both so much. All right, well, let's recap this week's episodes, getting into episode one of Salt Lake City. We kind of kick it off with a really emotional moment between Lisa and Meredith. It seems like Lisa is still really hurt by this, that this friendship kind of fell apart. I don't know if there's a path forward for these two, though.
No, I mean, I was a little surprised this is what we kicked the episode off with, because I just felt like it was a small blip on the radar in this season. But I don't see any future in this friendship.
Yeah, I definitely don't see a future in that one either. But at least Meredith did apologize for the affair rumors, saying like, I never believed them, but at least like she kind of took some accountability for that and kind of owned up to it. But yeah, I mean, calling Jen Shah in the middle of this reunion when she couldn't be there for other reasons, but you could still get her on the phone to confirm or deny if Meredith is a pill popper.
I know, that was so crazy. I mean, is she not? I don't know. Right. But certainly someone is, if it was in the mix.
Yeah, no, totally. And then I was so happy, but like, speaking of footage that we never get to see, we finally saw the Dana versus Jen Shah moment where she kind of blew up at her, saying, you know, you got to get that money in the bag, which was great. But I mean, you know, I kind of liked Dana in this moment. I liked her in the reunion and kind of like standing up for herself. I was like, I wish I saw more of that.
I have to ask, so what was Donna wearing?
I know.
Dana, what was she wearing? That was insane. I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind it either. I wasn't like a huge fan of all of the looks. I mean, they looked beautiful, but I wasn't like a huge fan of. What I loved about this though is I love the scene. I like the dilapidated church. I love them pulling up the printer van. I did appreciate the effort, but there was some, even with Jen not there, there was still those explosive moments. Meredith calling out Angie for trying to get on the show for 3 years.
That was great. I love it when they call each other out for things like the kind of breaking the fifth wall thing. Yeah. I'm into that.
It's still so strange to me that even through all of this, it seems like Heather really still sticks by Jen. And like, even when I think it was Angie said that Jen was trying to expose Heather's business the same way that she did with Lisa, it really just didn't seem like Heather was batting an eye. And especially into this whole black eye investigation thing, I still don't know what to believe. I mean, yeah, maybe you just blacked out and you don't remember anything, but it still seems really strange.
And why didn't she just say, I blacked out and truly don't remember? And she said that she did initially say that. And if we go back, I'm sure she said something along those lines. But then it's like she let it twist into this huge puzzle mystery that we've all been trying to solve. And like, in my opinion, it's like she saw it going in a direction where it was like, oh, this is getting me attention. This is giving me relevance on the show. I'm going to keep this going. That's my opinion on why she kept it going, even though maybe she truly was just blacked out and doesn't remember anything.
Right. Yeah. And then it just turned into like this absolute dumpster fire. So, I mean, and everybody made a good point, like production could have gotten in trouble and, you know, things like that. It was just like there was too much at stake for such a silly little rumor rumor of just like, if you just blacked out, just be honest and just move on.
My other question is, they had that security camera in the room. There was some audio on that, I think.
I think there was. Yes, there was.
Yeah. So why can't we listen to that? There's got to be a moment where there's a fall or there's a punch or there's raucous behavior. Right. I don't know.
You're 100% right. You definitely are. I don't know if we'll ever get the answers of whether or not, of who punched Heather Gay. Guess we'll
it's
never.
So frustrating. This will go down in history as one of the most frustrating Housewives moments.
100%. One of the worst Housewives moments. Yeah. And then like there was Angie was saying that maybe Heather and Jen had like a sexual relationship. So that was like how everything left off. We're getting a little ridiculous now.
I don't know about that, but
I don't know about that either.
Interesting theory.
Definitely interesting theories. Well, that kind of segues nice into Potomac because Mia apparently wants to have a relationship with Wendy.
Wow. I mean, Mia just doesn't hold back and it's kind of good television.
It is good television. Like she talked about earlier. Yes. You know, she makes good TV. But yeah, I mean, I guess she doesn't really recall, you know, wanting to eat Wendy's box, but
yeah,
we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
I feel like she never recalls whatever she said. She, like Heather, also blacks out, I guess.
But like we said before, the alleged photo of Juan's mistress. That was so funny. Like the producers and the editors for Potomac really need a prize after this season.
They really do. I mean, do you think that it was him walking around Georgetown with a
Karen lookalike?
Totally made up.
I think it's kind of made up. I don't know, but I kind of maybe believe Robin saying that Karen stepped out on Ray. I mean, she had the photo and all the girls like looked at it and were like, oh yeah, that definitely looks like her. And it seems like that comes up next episode as well. But I just love Karen going to Ashley Darby and being like, you know, don't tell anybody about this rumor about Juan. And like 2 seconds later, she's like running.
Ashley's telling the whole world. Don't tell Ashley your secrets.
Oh my God. But what was the Karen quote from the night about like when Juan hugged her, her breasts went back to her vertebrae?
Fine. I was like, that's so good. The quotes. I wrote another one down. I think it was Mia. She said, if you're going to walk with a hoe, don't walk in Georgetown, walk in Spain. He's like, Georgetown's down the block. What are you doing?
I love it. These ladies like really know how to bring it. And it is so funny. It really is. It's so great. Well, I think we, you know, like we said, we're a few weeks away from this finale coming up too. I feel like we're kind of inching closer to the end of the season and I don't want to see it go. I really don't. And they just filmed the reunion not too long ago too. So I'm sure that's going to be very heated. Yes. All right. Well, let's get into our social spotlight of the week. Mine went to Miss Larsa Pippen because she and Marcus Jordan made it official with a Michael Jordan jersey, wallflower jersey in the background. I can't.
I can't either. Wow. But they look good together.
They do look good together. They seem really happy. I mean, it's not like he's in his early 30s, so it's not like he's like a child, but she didn't know him as a child since Scottie and Jordan grew were teammates a long time ago.
I know. If you think of Scottie Pippen, like, that seems like I was so long ago. Like, I used to love basketball when I was a kid, and it was like, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. It was a really long time ago. I mean, well, she's 48, so it's
she looks different. So good.
So, I mean, I don't know, very interesting, but hey, they're happy. Good for them. You know, worst kept secret everywhere, anywhere.
Mine goes to Jeff Lewis. This was a clip from his podcast this week. He had Tori Spelling on, and Tori Spelling was talking about Denise Richards and her OnlyFans account. So take a look.
We're all friends with Denise Richards. I've been friends with her for years. I was just kind of fascinated by the whole OnlyFans. I'm not going to lie. I was like, let me check it out. Like, what does it entail? So I looked at it, and of course, it shows something, and unless you subscribe, you can't get it. So of course I subscribed under a fake name. It's riveting because they're like, hey, we might show you this in the shower. And I just wanted to see. It's my friend. I'm like, hey, you know, how far is she going? They say, allegedly, if you tip them, they get back to you faster.
It's true.
So I was like, hey, love what I'm seeing. We'd love to see some more. I ended up in a course of 2 days spending $400.
I just thought this was hysterical. Tori Spelling basically spent $400 digging deep into Denise Richards' OnlyFans and like did it anonymously. So good.
I love it. I love it. Love to see it. I think Tori Spelling would be a great addition to Housewives. I mean, if we're going to shake things up, bring in some Tori Spelling.
Seriously. Like, that's a great casting.
It is. Yeah. It is. All right. Let us know. Is Tori Spelling join Beverly Hills? Let us know in the comments and let us know your theories on Heather's black eye because somebody's got to get to the bottom of this. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. If you want some more Housewives news, head on over to AskMagazine.com. And we will see you guys next week.